From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The battle over immigrants intensifies in the European Union. About 400 migrants from Syria and Iraq demanded to leave a transit camp in northern Greece Thursday and have begun a 70-kilometer trek walking to the country's border with Macedonia. Police said the migrants, mostly from Syria, walked out of the newly built camp near Greece's second-largest city, Thessaloniki, and were on a highway near the city. It is yet another sign of trouble in Greece as it scrambles to cope with border restrictions imposed recently by Austria and the Balkan countries, where some 4,000 migrants and refugees continue to arrive on Greek territory every day. The Greek government underlined its annoyance Thursday by recalling its ambassador to Austria for consultations in order to safeguard friendly relations between the two states, said the foreign minister. Meanwhile, NATO allies have agreed to a plan for their ships in the Aegean Sea to help Turkey and Greece counter criminal networks smuggling refugees into Europe. NATO sent ships to the Aegean last week to help Turkey and Greece stop criminal networks smuggling migrants. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the modalities had been agreed for its action in the sea.
Our commanders will decide the area where they will be operating in coordination with Greece and Turkey. NATO vessels can deploy in the territorial waters of Greece and Turkey. Greek and Turkish forces will not operate in each other's territorial waters and airspace.
Relations between Greece and Turkey have traditionally been tense, and since the February 11th deal by NATO defense ministers to deploy ships to the Aegean, Greece's defense minister has accused Turkey of trying to undermine the deal.